I was going to break out Home for the Holidays. No place like home for the holidays. And though this holiday season, which is coming upon us, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, has this whole different sense or feel for it. Normally when we talk with the folks in Lorain County Public Health around Thanksgiving, we talk about sort of the food safety. But there's a whole other safety protocol we have to keep in mind. And to help us kind of sort through it and give us ideas is Katie Bevan, Program Manager for Lorain County Public Health. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. So what are some of the, I guess, the protocol that maybe the health department would like people to keep in mind as they start into this holiday season, family, people, gatherings maybe taking place?
Yeah. You know, there's so many questions that we all have on our minds, and I'm sure some of your listeners do too. And it's, I think one of the big ones is, how will I be able to take extra precautions while celebrating the holidays so that I can protect my high-risk loved ones, or maybe protect yourself if you are high-risk? And so some of the things that we want to keep in mind are, how can we remember the main risk factors, which is place or space. So that means, you know, can we choose outdoor activities rather than being indoor? If we do have to choose, or we choose to do an indoor activity, try to do it in as large of a space as possible. Spread out. Another risk factor that we want to keep in mind is people. You know, how many people are going to be at the event or holiday party that you're planning to attend? And do you know those people? What kind of behaviors are they going to have to protect themselves? And then another risk factor is time. So can we spend a shorter amount of time than usual?
So this is like a math problem, which we've been hearing, or sort of people, number of people, the time, the distance, that sort of thing. So anything we've already been keeping in mind through this last 6 or 7 months, now it's sort of, how do we do work that out with the family celebrations? What we talk about space, I guess it's just choosing the location. If you're at home, you have to figure out how many people. And the other factor that we've brought into sometimes that's happening, and it's related sometimes to the schools, you had kids that go off to college or other places, and now they're coming back, and there's a whole different kind of dynamic that's taking place. Are we supposed to then sort of be wearing masks during all this time? Is that kind of the, I mean, it's hard to hug people and greet people, and I guess it's all, everybody has to make their own decision on that, I suppose.
Definitely, and you mentioned a few traditions and routines of many of our holiday gatherings. And yet it's really important that we find a healthy balance between the traditions of the past and the safety that's needed of the present, and so that we can protect everyone moving forward. So, you know, wearing a mask, that was one of your questions. Yeah, if you're going to be gathering with people who you do not live with, we recommend that you wear a face covering, and that is so that it creates an additional barrier between you and others, and potentially between you and others and the virus. Hugging, this might be the year to not do a hug. It really depends on everyone's circumstance, and we all get to make our own personal choices, but we do recommend that, you know, that you really think through some of those questions, decision-making. It's a challenge for sure. There's no clear-cut right or wrong. It's just it's a challenging time, and we definitely understand that at Lorain County Public Health.
Katie, more and more people are shopping online, but a lot of people do like to go out even for the fun of it the day after Thanksgiving. What do you recommend?
We recommend that people think about shopping locally, so sticking to small shops where maybe they would be less crowded than some of the larger stores. If you are interested in shopping, if that's part of your holiday traditions, you know, how can you do that virtually? Can you find some great online deals and get on a Zoom call with friends and family and kind of share those deals with each other? Or maybe instead of going to many stores on Black Friday, for example, maybe you choose with your family and friends that you're just going to go to one or two stores and you're going to kind of get in and get out and then do the rest of your shopping online or with curbside pickup with local businesses.
A lot of the whole Black Friday focus has been shifted or spread over the whole month. Retailers mm-hmm. understand the seriousness of it and kind of have changed it, even though Black Friday was sort of not what it once was. By the way, Craig, this has now created the ultimate What do you get somebody who has everything? You just get them another mask. So there's no problem shopping for anybody because everybody can use a mask.
And, let me write that down.
Exactly. Oh. But let's talk a little bit about the food aspect of it. Normally when we do these around Thanksgiving, we talk about sort of safe food preparation. I guess we could review a little of those rules as well if you want.
Yeah, it's, you know, just because a lot of the focus right now is on coronavirus, we still want to make sure that we're still doing normal things that we want to do this time of year, especially when it comes to food safety. And it is worth a little extra attention. In fact, an estimated 1 in 6 Americans get food poisoning every year. And so we just want to encourage everybody to think ahead and think about how are you going to clean, separate, cook, and chill your foods. And think about how you can maybe transport food safely. So perhaps you're going to cook the turkey at your house and the mashed potatoes or whatever, and then you're going to deliver it to some of your family members who are high risk and don't have the opportunity of gathering together. So how can you keep the food warm and hot so that it's safe for those people? Just some extra steps that we have to think through this time of year.
We may not be preparing as much food because of the earlier thing we talked about. Maybe the gatherings are not as big, but we still want to make it a celebration. And traditions come out of all sorts of things. Things, you know, whether you're forced into a certain type of a tradition or something happens, maybe this year they can, it's maybe a little bit of a reset or try to do things a little differently, and nobody will be looking at you sideways because they understand everybody's trying to come up with the best way to still gather, but gather safely. The one difference, though, that I see that's coming, the health departments have talked about, like, the 4th of July showed up, and so there was worries about that, and then there was Labor Day kind of thing. Now we're getting into almost what becomes somewhat of a 2-month period, where gatherings are you know, at different times, and the other holidays as well. But I guess take it little by little of how you're going to gather with people. What is the health department doing, if anything, differently or preparing for what may come about with everybody moving indoors and maybe the virus still being as potent as it ever was?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, like we've shared before, our team is working 7 days a week on the pandemic response, and we are taking some steps now to adjust some of our data management. So that's how we are contact tracing, and so we're taking steps now to prepare for a larger surge of cases that we do expect as we're all moving indoors as a society. And so we're changing some of our processes, which sounds kind of boring, but it is necessary to keep adapting throughout a large and long response like this. So that is something that we're doing differently. We do have a wonderful contact tracing team that works their brains off all the time. And so just finding new and different ways to support our staff so that we can maintain this level of response to the community. And we... So those are some of the things that we're taking into account. We have some holiday messaging that is about to come out, and it's very comprehensive, and I think it will help to guide people through the decision-making beyond what we're talking about today, but just to really sit down and kind of ask yourself some real serious questions about risk factors and the impact of risk that our decisions will have on ourselves and the people who we love. And we totally recognize that this is just a really tough year for everyone, and we just want to focus on the goal of how can we collectively stay safe and, you know, reduce the spread of COVID-19. And so that requires all of us to be patient and kind to our family members and loved ones and just kind of, like, hear each other out, because everyone comes at this from a different angle, and it's just really important that we continue to love and respect each other during the holiday season.
Talking today with Katie Bevin, Program Manager for Lorain County Public Health. Also, we talk about loneliness at the time of the holidays, or maybe stress or things like that. What are some of those regular things that we can keep in mind? I guess you would probably remind us to continue to exercise or that type of thing, and get plenty of sleep as much as we can. Sort of the regular things to battle off those stress and those other things that might interfere with our celebrations.
Definitely, yeah. You know, mental and physical health are equally important components of our overall health, like you mentioned. And depression and other mental health issues do increase the risk for many physical health problems, such as stroke and type 2 diabetes, heart disease. And so anything we can do to keep active, even as we enter these kind of darker months, you know, getting out for a midday walk if you're able to, even if it's walking around the parking lot where you work, like anything you can do to just kind of get outside, clear your mind, and keep moving are great ways to manage stress and practice self-care. And then just, I think Ohioans are really good at being flexible during the winter because the weather is so unknown, but just keeping that mindset of being flexible when it comes to keeping active is important to keep in mind.
People want to find out some of the things we've talked about. Where's a good resource for all of this?
Sure. You can visit us online at LorraineCountyHealth.com, or you can give us a call, 440-322-6367.
Sounds good. Katie, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you.